One Virginia Beach doctor living with Parkinson's disease wants hospitals to establish a universal protocol for handling Parkinson's patients. I'm Yi Qing Wang. This is WHO News. Howard Weinberg's day runs on a schedule. A retired doctor in Virginia Beach, Weinberg spent decades treating patients. His mother was diagnosed with Parkinson's in the early 90s. His sister was diagnosed with the disease 8 years ago. Then, after his wife died in 2024, Weinberg was diagnosed with Parkinson's himself. Weinberg says the biggest issue for Parkinson's patients is simple, yet hard to fix: getting their medication on time. He keeps his pill in a small container attached to his keychain, so he can carry it wherever he goes.
Now, I take my medicine every 6 hours, and I happen to take it at 1, 7, 1, and 7, every 6 hours.
But Weinberg says that schedule does not always fit into a hospital routine, where daytime medication rounds often happen every 4 hours. Most Parkinson's patients take their medication every 6 hours, like Weinberg. But others need it every 3 hours, or even more often.
And it should be within 15 minutes of when it's due. And if you don't, then you lose mobility, you get so many complications.
Those complications can include falls, swallowing problems, and urinary tract infections. Weinberg, now a volunteer ambassador for the National Parkinson's Foundation, is pushing hospitals to establish protocols for Parkinson's patients, including a safe way for some patients to take their own medication on schedule.
I would love them to, or at least a partnership. So maybe the nurse knows they're in the room and in a place, and if it's 1 a.m. and the nurse hasn't come in to give you, you take the pills that are in the room. And then they see that you took them.
National data shows about 1.1 million Americans are living with Parkinson's disease. 1 in 3 patients is hospitalized each year, and 1 in 6 has avoidable complications during a hospital stay because they do not receive the right medication on time. Annie Brooks works for the Parkinson's Foundation. She says although federal rules allow hospitals to let some patients or caregivers administer their own medication, many hospitals still hesitate because of safety concerns.
It means you have to have some processes set, some expectations set, and so it's not something that a lot of hospitals do, but it is absolutely something that we hear from the Parkinson's community is a desired protocol. And is something that we continue to encourage hospitals to consider and explore.
The foundation is working with about 50 health systems nationwide to try to improve care for patients living with Parkinson's. Virginia Commonwealth University is one of them. Leslie Cloud is the medical director of the Parkinson's Foundation Center of Excellence at VCU. She says getting Parkinson's medication on time is a major challenge for hospitals because medication delivery depends on staffing and nursing workflow. One fix could be to allow some patients to take their own medication if doctors believe they can do so safely.
Because our patients are really good about taking their medications on time because they know what happens when they don't. And so they're more likely to get the medicine in that plus or minus 15-minute window if they have control over it themselves.
VCU is working on changes to its electronic medical record system to flag Parkinson's patients and warn providers about drugs that can worsen symptoms. They are also aiming to get Parkinson's patients their medication within 30 minutes of when they need it. Cloud says they ultimately hope to get that window down to 15 minutes. For Weinberg, those steps are part of the larger goal, making Parkinson's care a standard part of hospital routines.
I'd like to see every hospital in the United States and the world put in a patient's protocol for Parkinson's.
He has been advocating the protocol with local healthcare systems, but he says he's gotten nowhere. Yi Qing Wang, WHO News.